welcome to Bangor Community Church Podcast. We pray that you will be blessed today as you hear the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. We're dealing with a subject that is so important, or it's always important for this year. It's very, very important. Again, you've got to hear me. To some measure, you know me, I hope, as a person. I hope you know something of me as a pastor and my relationship with God and so on. But whether you do or you don't, I'm going to just share the importance of the fact that time is short. I'm not a scaremonger. I don't want to go into all of that stuff. That's not what I'm here to do. I believe we should be sensitive to that. I don't think it's important for me to have to dot all the I's and cross all the T's concerning the second coming of the Lord, if I could do that. What I do believe my role is to instruct you in the Word, because you and I, with the Word, is a majority in every setting, in every circumstance. When we walk with God according to righteousness, then if the Lord Jesus came tomorrow, there's no problem. There's no problem. No. I believe that's my role to do that. And yours to pass that on. But we have to receive it first. But I'm saying that the coming of the Lord is at hand. I don't know how else to say that. It is at hand. I say that to you not to be scared. I say that to you to be a help to you measuring yourself along with the Lord and taking this word and using it as a measuring rod to you. Where am I at according to the word? And so one of the ways I sensed from the end of the year is to help you grasp the importance of your mind. And this year is going to be a needful year whereby you control your mind. I guarantee you this, that most of you, if not all, are in different levels and proportions governed by your mind rather than you governing your mind. You see, your actions, your decisions are all predicated upon your thoughts. In fact, all your actions are the product of your thought life. Your conclusions on a matter. And so, I started a week ago, was it? Whenever. Considering 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear. And yet, where there's no sound mind, there's anxiety. Because there's fear there. But God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. So if I'm anxious, if you're anxious, you've got to back up straight away. If you get anxious over anything, you need to back up straight away and say, whoa, hold on here. God hasn't given me the spirit of fear. Why would you be anxious when God says be anxious for nothing? I'll tell you why. Because anxiousness is the product of fear. And yet the Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but rather He's given us the spirit of power, the spirit of love. Because all of this is the spirit of the living God, who dwells inside of us. He has given me, praise God, and you if you're a saved person this morning. And I want to suggest, if you have any questions over what I'm saying this morning, just measure yourself, do a quick check over yourself and say, and check this out. Are you living like you're a born-again Christian according to the righteousness of God? Because the Bible says all unrighteousness, whatever it is sin. If your thoughts and mine in any given circumstance are not directed by the word, then you're unrighteous in your thinking. And that's sin. That's sin. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and love and a sound mind. That sound mind, remember, is in the Greek, is a disciplined mind. It's discipline. It's been trained to know what is okay to think and what's not okay. Most people get saved and they become a new creation, but there's one major area that isn't renewed, and the Bible says we are to do so, and that's our mind. We're to renew it. What do you mean, renew it? Change it? No, renew it. Stop letting it function the way it's been functioning and start functioning the way God says it's to function. God said this: if there's anything good, anything pure, anything lovely, anything honest, anything of good report, think on these things. Listen, you've got a book full of good thoughts. A book full. A book full. Do you know what you do? And I do? No, I don't. I don't. You do. The circumstance rises up. It's a challenge. The first thing is, it grabs your mind, and all you can think about is the circumstance. You live in your circumstance. Short on money, problems in the home, no job, sickness in my body, go on with it. Whatever those circumstances are, is what controls your thinking. And all you can think of is this. And yet the Bible told us to cast down every thought that seeks to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Let's put that up, shall we? Let's put that up. Can we put up 2 Corinthians verse 10? Let's start at verse 3. Let's look at that. 2 Corinthians 10. We'll read verse 3. A sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Look at that. There's four things that it listed there, and three of them is what God's given us. But one, he hasn't given us, a spirit of fear. If you get anxious, and if you start to get afraid of a circumstance or a situation, then you better back up. You need to back up straight away and say, whoa, God hasn't given me the spirit of fear, but he has given me, whoa. And one, go to God, and then turn around to the other one and say, what's this you're trying to put on me? You pack your bag, take all your bag of tricks, and clear off and start to renew your mind. Now, at that stage, all you've started to do is clean your mind up, but then you've got to start getting this word into your mind. So sickness comes upon you, and you don't talk about your sickness. You just speak out and say, praise God, it's well. I'm whole. I'm healed. Now look at this wonderful specimen standing in front of you. Hillary told me this morning how lovely I am. She did. Did you? Yeah, she's trying to drop me in the hot water. Tell me how lovely I am. Well, look at this specimen anyway. Something comes on me physically. You know what's said? Do I talk about it? I'm whole and I'm healed by the stripes that my Lord Jesus bore. My ability to make a statement like that and know I'm in the victory by it is based upon this one truth. Jesus both said it and did it. He bore my sickness, the Bible says, my disease in his body on the tree. Hallelujah. And he did it for me. So my authority isn't just quoting a scripture. No, my spirit man goes, links right up to Jesus. Praise God. He said it. He said it. And let God be true and every man a liar. So I declare, Hillary's the same, but then she's a beautiful specimen too, isn't she? In other words, speak the word is all I'm trying to communicate to you. Speak God's word in any given circumstance. And don't say, but how can I say that when it's not true? Well, the point is, you see, that is true. What God says is true. What the devil says through your circumstances is not true. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's sent to deceive you. It plays upon your unruly mind. Your mind is open to receive anything that comes in. Now, there are people here I'm talking to who are so against pornography and some of that horrible, evil stuff that you won't want to talk about it. Never mind, think about it. Because it's evil. It is evil. But you allow thoughts to come into your head and you allow them to direct your living and lifestyle. Because it's not in the area, but everybody else is experiencing this, you see, so it makes it acceptable. In fact, it's the way I was raised. In fact, it's the way everybody in my street, anyone I've ever known, have functioned. If they're sick, they're sick. And they say it. They confess it. Well, confession is possession. You know that. Confession is possession. We're to confess with our mouth what we believe in our heart. That's what the Bible says. So I got saved. Praise God. What was in my heart, I believed God in my heart. And praise God, I believed Him and I received Him. Because I believed first that I invited Him in, and whether I can feel it, anyone tells me about it, everything goes right or wrong, I received Him. Because He said, if you do this, I'll do this. By faith I received it. But many of the people who would not open their mind up to some of that horrible, lurid, evil, sexual stuff opens their mind up quickly to what they've grown up with. You know, God can't give you money. God can't make supply of finance to you. You've got to go and work for it. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be gainfully employed. But I'm also aware that my God says, I'll supply all of your need according to all of my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm also mindful of the fact that the Bible says, Jesus spoke this through Paul. He said, my God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatsoever I can even ask or. If you're in a predicament, you have the power within you, in your thinking, to be able to deal with it. Because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatsoever you will ask Him or even think. Now that's one of the promises. And when Jesus says it's finished, as I said, He was saying the old covenant is finished. The new covenant is in place now. The covenant blood, the covenant of promise. And God is not a man that He should lie. And the promises of God are yea and amen in Jesus Christ. Am I going too fast? Am I over your head? Or are we okay? So God doesn't want us to have the spirit of fear, for He's given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. Let's put up here. Look at verse 3. Of course, this is Paul telling us how to handle this stuff. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Praise God. But we war. Did you hear me? We war. Okay, let's go on. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. No, it's not high, clever stuff. It's not intellectual stuff. It is simply obedience to truth, God's truth. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. They're our weapons. Okay, let's look at it again. No, let's look at it. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Okay, we're going in a battle here. It's in a bygone age and they use spears and swords and so on. Okay, we're going to fight here in this battle. And we're going to take our weapons with us. Well, we'd probably have grabbed a sword or something in those days. But today, for us Christians, the Bible says that we are those that are not carnal any longer. Carnal, that's That's man related without God. That's the exclusion of a deity. Carnality comes out of us as an individual. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. They're not ordinary. But they are mighty through God. And they pull down strongholds. And they pull down strongholds. How do we win? How do we break through? How do we stay and live as more than a conqueror? How do we stay on top in every situation? It's not by thinking the way we've usually thought. It's by renewing the mind. We'll talk a lot more about that. The scripture is so prolific. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's places whereby that there is an entrenchment of the enemy. But the Bible says you can just pull them down. Let's go on to the next verse. How? Here it is. Casting down arguments. Arguments. You've got a lot of thoughts this morning saying why what I'm saying doesn't make sense. Arguments. They're arguments. Got a lot of thoughts saying why the other way is the only way. Arguments. You see, there's only one truth. It's God's truth. Everything else is not true. There's only one truth, and it's the Word of God. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Every thought, every past teaching, every way of every lifestyle that I've lived in and people all around me live in. Casting down. We've got to get rid of those thoughts. We've got to get rid of those ways. And we've got to renew our ways, having renewed our thoughts. And we renew our thoughts with the Word. We think the Word. We don't think about the problem. You don't talk about the problem. You don't analyze the problem. You just go straight to the solution. Hallelujah. It's in Christ Jesus. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Casting down arguments and every high thing, whatever it is that tries to distract you, and it will come through your mind. Whether you believe it or not, whether you've even thought about it or not, your mind and what you thought is the conclusion of any matter in your life. In other words, you decide the way forward, and it comes out of your mind. That's a fact. Anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So let me try and illustrate that without getting lost myself in endeavoring to help you. Jesus said to me, by the stripes that he bore, I was healed. Jesus said, I was healed. The circumstances come on my body and they're there, and I've prayed and they're still there. And I've continued to pray, and they're still there. Faith is the same yesterday, today, and forever. For God, Jesus, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible says God's Word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word will never pass away. God's Word will never fail. What God has said about anything will never fail. Of course, it's perfect. It's upheld by God and God alone. So here we're being told by Paul, cast down every thought, every argument that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What does that mean? Well, as I've started to say, you're sick. The doctor's told you what the problem is. So you're sick. But God says in Christ that you're healed. And as I illustrated earlier, something comes on my body, Hillary, we just confess that we're whole. And we qualify why we're whole. We're whole because Jesus Christ bore our sickness and disease in his body on the tree. Hallelujah! We love to think in terms of, and quote often, Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Listen to it. Where's the forgetting take place? Here. Here. And forget not all of his benefits. Where do they take place? Here. The benefits take place from here. Forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all of mine iniquities. Hallelujah. I can't understand that, but hallelujah. Who forgiveth all mine iniquities. Who healeth all my diseases. Who crowns me with loving kindness. Hallelujah. I'm walking around with a crown on me, on my head. You can't see it sitting in my head because it pervades my whole being. It's the loving kindness of my daddy. Crown me with loving kindness and tender mercies. And it goes on and says this. And it satisfies my mouth with good things. That my youth is renewed as the eagle. Not every day, but very, very regularly. We'll just be sitting, lying, standing, or whatever, and praise God and we'll thank Him that He satisfied our mouth with good things. And as a result, our youth is renewed as the eagles, day by day, by day, by day. I know you think he's sort of gone off a twist, that fellow up there. It's the truth. He has satisfied our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed as eagles. What are those good things? Our mouth declares the wonderful things that God in Christ has done for us. And we speak it all the time. All the time. We're healed. We're saved. We're prosperous. We're blessed. We're in the will of God. We're enjoying the goodness of God all the time. Is that correct? Here it is. Cast down. Cast down. Deliberately cast it down. Put your foot on it and do everything you need to destroy it. Cast down every argument and every high thing that seeks to exalt itself against what you know the Bible to say to be the blessing and promises of God to you in Christ. If you don't know the promises, start reading that New Testament until you can see and understand every promise in Christ that God has given to you and I. And when you've got those promises, you can cast down every thought that comes into your head. Hallelujah. Because you're already filling your mind with the wonderful truth of what God in Christ has done to you. And therefore, you bring every thought into captivity. Every thought. Don't allow your mind just to run free. Put a steward, put a sentry on the door of your mind and tell him, let nothing in there come into there except the word of God. Nothing is going to enter my mind in any decision-making process I have but what God has said. Put a steward there, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Those thoughts, those circumstances, whatever it is that fills your mind, you bring them into captivity for Jesus because you can. He's done it. They're already captivated. But they look at you and me and they measure you up. And they know whether you've got authority over them or not. Authority? They know whether you believe the word or not. If you believe it, you'll live it. You'll have faith and you'll function in it. Can we just go on quickly? I'm going to close this morning. So much we want to get talking about. And being ready. I love this. I really love this. And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So these demons are around there filling your mind with rubbish and fear. Hallelujah. When God has already given you the spirit of fear, hasn't given you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, and love, and a sound mind. But you have come up against him and you have cast down that thought that sought to establish itself higher than God. When you know what God has said, and this demon, this lion from the enemy, has come in to try and convince you that you need to get your mind renewed, you'd better start getting your mind straightened out. Is your body not telling you it's shutting down? Have the doctors not told you you've got cancer? Have you not been told you will never get healed from that thing? Well, you don't accept that stuff. Why? Because God has already said to you in Christ Jesus, you're not only saved, pardoned, but you've been made a new creation. And all things have passed away. You become a new creation. And that new creation is the Spirit of God living inside of you. And you have a mind that is ordered by the word of the Lord. Being ready to punish all disobedience when obedience is fulfilled. Isn't that great? When do you punish the devil for his disobedience? How do you punish him? When you're obedient to the word. When you live the word, when you do the word, you are destroying them. I want to just urge you, stop living with your wits. Stop being so smart. Stop being so clever up here. Stop having a carnal wisdom. Start getting a wisdom that comes from above. That's what the Bible says. For there's a wisdom that is earthy. That's what the Bible says. It's earthy. And there's a wisdom that comes from above. That wisdom that comes from above is the Word of God. Talking about renewing our mind. Renewing our mind. Having a sound mind. A sound mind is a disciplined mind. For us to have a disciplined mind, we've got to start doing something specific. And that means we have to put a guard upon the door of our mind. Any thought that comes in that is not true to the word, you cast it down. You speak it out with your mouth. And remember what I've just said, speak it out with your mouth. What you don't speak has no power in it. Words are creative. We are made in the image and likeness of God. God framed the worlds by the words that he spoke. It's still the same today. When we speak what God spoke, you've got authority and power. Speak it out. Don't just think it. Speak it. Speak it. When you, it's another subject. If we talked about every idle and unprofitable word that man speaks, we talked about that this morning. We'd start getting another dimension of understanding. Because we speak so much, I don't. I try not to. So much rubbish has no meaning at all, but we just speak it out. Everyone understands. It happens today, and everybody does it. But every idle and unprofitable word a man shall speak shall give an account of in the day of judgment. The Bible says that. Watch this. The Bible says that's the most powerful that you have in the body, that little tongue. It's like the rudder of a big ship, just small, but it can turn it around. Little tongues like a fire. Amen. I've got to close.
Thank you for joining us. We look to God that He will direct your steps in blessings through this week. For more information, visit us at bangercommunitychurch.co.uk or find us on Facebook.